Beverly Scott is spending her first week on the job visiting tea stations and assuring safety.
When I say customer service, absolutely premier for us is safety in the system. I've been in this industry 35 years. I'm extremely impressed with just the knowledge and the expertise and the effort and the caring of tea employees. But there is absolutely no question, safety is absolute for us every single day. And there are some very needed enhancements that we also need to have in the system on the infrastructure side that will help us to be able to improve that.
In the wake of a major Green Line accident last month that sent 37 people to the hospital and a derailment Tuesday night at Packard's Corner Station in Alston, Scott takes over amidst months of heavy criticism from tea customers. Her experience? Scott most recently served as chief executive officer of the Atlanta Transit Authority. She has also led the public transportation systems in Sacramento, California, and Rhode Island. At a press conference, Scott also emphasized the need for funding, both federal and state, for public transportation.
Funding for all of us across all the critical areas of infrastructure is absolutely critical. This is we got to take it to the next step in terms of increased transportation investment.
Scott faces historic financial challenges at the MBTA, billions in debt and political maneuvering on Beacon Hill for a long-term funding plan. But she says she views the T as a business.
One of the reasons that really attracted me here is the fact that we're really about the business of building one Department of Transportation that's really focused in terms of how we can most effectively and efficiently wind up being able to provide the best quality and excellence in terms of customer service.
Scott has a 3-year contract with an annual salary of $220,000. Anne Mostu, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.